time certain, 154.
Appoint Julie Ramos, Keosha Ford, Angelo Turner, Julie Falk, Vanessa Yari, and Kristen Malone to the Citizen Review Committee Advisory Board to the Independent Police Review, a division of the City Auditor's Office.
Auditor Caballero, do you want to present? Have others presenting? Okay. Constantine, come on up. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor and members of City Council. I am Constantine Severe, Director of the City Auditor's Independent Police Review, and today we have six new CRC members that we will be presenting to you. The root of Portland's greatness as a city lies in its people, as demonstrated by the wonderful presentation earlier by the young folks from Oregon Episcopal School. I can think of no better example of the city's greatness than the individuals who serve on the Citizens Review Committee. The CRC was created in 2001 as, along with IPR, to serve as the city's representative in its police accountability system. The CRC serves a number of important roles, including hearing appeals of community member complaints of officer misconduct, reviewing the policies and directives of the Portland Police Bureau and IPR, and hearing directly from the public on community concerns involving the Police Bureau. The work of CRC has led to some substantial changes to the Portland Police Bureau over its life, including changes to the Portland Police Bureau's vehicle tow policy, the use of profanity by officers directed at community members, and the requirement that officers provide business cards to community members when they have a contact with them. Long before Black Lives Matter, the CRC was working on the issue of having the police bureau treat individuals that it come in contact with in a manner that is equitable and represents the values of our city. The CRC did a review that came out in 2010 on bias-based policing at the Portland Police Bureau. What we ask of these community members that will serve on the CRC is not an easy task. The work of police accountability and civilian oversight of the Portland Police Bureau has made significant advancements in the last 5 years, but the duty of speaking truth to power is not one that is something that is ever easy. And our staff members at IPR and CRC members have the scars to prove it. In the course of their work as CRC members, these new members will examine some of the worst moments of community members and police officers' lives. As all CRC members now serve on a rotating basis on police review boards, in force cases, they will be reviewing officer-involved shootings and in-custody deaths. These new members will be subject to intense scrutiny, their judgment, and their decisions will be challenged. But I believe these new members are up to it. The city is very fortunate to have these six volunteers. Unlike in some other jurisdictions, CRC members are not paid for their service to the city. And frankly, it is something that we could not pay their fair value for. The new CRC members that I present to you are an amazingly diverse and well-qualified group that IPR was able to recruit through an extensive months-long recruitment effort led by our staff members and particularly by Irene Konev, who's sitting next to me. For the first time in the CRC's history, with these new members coming on board, a majority of the CRC members will be under the age of 40. Five of the six new members are women. Traditionally, we've had a difficult task of attracting women to serve on the CRC just due to our inequitable society, frankly. The fact that we have so many women, and particularly young women, who are willing to provide their service to the city, I think speaks greatly to our values as a city and the efforts made by the Auditor's Office and, frankly, by the city as a whole. I believe that the professional background and life experiences of these new members will enrich the CRC and benefit the CRC. And that is the end of my little spiel.
Okay. Anything else? Questions?
No, sir.
Questions for the team? We have the biographies or the brief resumes of these folks in front of us, and you're right. They bring great qualifications to this work, so thank you.
Thank you.
all three here, congratulations and thanks to Irene Conniff, who has been working on this for a very long time, and also for the new members of the team for finding such a great group of recruits. It's been a lot. We've never had this many women on the committee, and I'm really appreciative of that.
Thank you.
Thank you all. So does anyone want to speak on this resolution? Has anyone signed up?
Yes, we have one person, Dan Handelman.
Good morning, Dan.
Mr. Mayor, I was wondering if I could have 2 extra minutes
because of
my history with this issue. Thank you very much. I am Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. The first thing we notice about this agenda item is that the CRC is described as an advisory board to the Independent Police Review, even though CRC makes recommendations directly to the Bureau, including findings about appealed misconduct cases. The council itself, as they did just a few weeks ago, and from time to time, the auditor. And I know that you all have, I appreciate, Mayor, that you said you have the biographies. You also have the full applications, which are required by the ordinance to read, and I hope
yes.
You all have done that. One of the things that struck us also is that all 6 of these people are being nominated for full 3-year terms, even though 2 of them are replacing people who resigned over the last 6 months and whose terms were not completed. IPR seems not to understand the need to stagger the turnover, even though it's been consistently true since 2002 when CRC was created, that an average of 2 CRC members per year resign. With an 11-member body, they should be appointing 3 or 4 people to term out together. The term lapses of 4 of the 4 previously longest-serving members means the person with the longest tenure is now Roberto Rivera, who's been on CRC for just 1.5 years. I also need to mention that the IPR held the orientations for these new members without public notification for the first time in several years. They, especially with what I just mentioned, these folks, I don't know if any of the old CRC members were there because we weren't invited, but they lacked the historic viewpoint that could be given from people like me who attend many or all of the meetings of the CRC. So that was kind of disappointing. And as we go through this analysis, we're not trying to get personal about people. We're just trying to analyze things from an institutional standpoint and what might serve the community best. As you just heard, you now have a number of 5 women and 1 man coming on board, which means that CRC will, for the first time ever, have 7 female members and just 4 men. Only 3 of the 6 self-identify as Caucasian, meaning that there will now be 6 white people and 5 people of color on CRC. They do not ask about sexual orientation in their diversity checkboxes. In terms of backgrounds, it's also somewhat improved, though it seems odd that 2 of the new recruits both work for legacy health systems. And the last batch of nominees left the CRC with 5 current and former attorneys. That number is now down to 4, so there's a little bit more diversity in backgrounds. Only 1 seems to have background, though, in police accountability issues per se, and it's Ms. Falk. It doesn't say it in her mini biography, but she worked for the Police Assessment Resource Center in Los Angeles, which did the shootings and deaths in custody reviews before the OIR group did. She worked with them in 2003 when they were doing their first report on Portland. So that's helpful. And she also worked with the sheriff's deputies in Los Angeles to advocate for healthcare, which means she's worked with the police and worked with the group that oversees the police. And we always look for that balance in the candidates. Mr. Angelo Turner lists that he worked on the Vehicle Stop Advisory Committee in San Diego. It's not really clear what that was, but I'm assuming it wasn't to advocate for more vehicle stops.
Safe to assume in his case.
One of the members lives in Oregon City, which I think is the first time a CRC member has not been a resident of Portland, but I'm not sure because we don't have a complete records on that. 2 of the members both list the director of Bradley Engel's house as a reference, which could be a good thing if they're willing to place the prism of domestic violence on their consideration of police misconduct. We've talked a lot over the years, and I think recently before council, about how police violence and domestic violence are similar, with the community responding, oh, I know him, he would never do that. So we're hoping that can be a point of discussion for CRC. IPR noted themselves that they removed the question about the applicant's criminal history as part of the Ban the Box effort. And we're not sure how that jives with the fact that CRC members all have to undergo a criminal background check anyway, but it is a good step forward. It feels like there's not much evidence that we can see of other people other than Ms. Falk, who I already mentioned, having both experiences working with the police and having knowing what it's like to be on the other side of the baton. We want to continue to remind counsel that DOJ agreement should not have fixed CRC's quorum at 5 of 11 members because a small faction could meet and make decisions without the knowledge or input of the majority. We've been pushing for the CRC to adopt rules for the appropriate use of that quorum, and we will continue to do that. And, of course, we have to keep reminding you about the weaknesses of our oversight system, which is that the IPR and CRC and the Police Review Board should be much more integrated than they are now, that the public Police Review Board hearings should be open to the public, or at least the people who are subjected to the police conduct. People should be able to appeal the deadly force cases to CRC. IPR should have true power to compel officer testimony, and CRC should not have to accelerate their timeline for hearing appeals.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Any questions for Dan? Thank you. Okay.
Sure.
Come on up.
Good morning, counsel. My name is Stephen Entwistle. I represent Healing Man Sanctuary. I represent Individuals for Justice. I represent 100 million friends, and I'm a whistleblower for the less fortunate here in Portland. We agree with Dan Handelman's concerns and comments about the about the new IPR appointees, and we would like to see some of those changes occur that were outlined and. Because this is an important issue, and it's just to me, it's kind of it's an unfortunate, my own personal opinion, that we even have to have an IPR, but we do under the circumstances, and so that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay.
Could we, Mayor, address the issue that Dan Handelman raised about the staggering of terms?
Yeah.
Since this would be the majority of the CRC term limiting out at the same time, that seems to be
problematic. Yeah, Constantine, do you want to respond to that mechanical question about should we be staggering these terms differently in order to have some more institutional memory?
You know, that's an issue that I think as a CRC, you know, one, we have a brand new CRC, and it's a conversation that the CRC needs to have along with some of the other issues related to the DOJ agreement. So I'm open to having that conversation. It does make sense just to have them staggered because, one, we've increased the CRC to 11 members now. It used to be that CRC members would have two-year terms. Now they have three-year terms. And I believe we have five current CRC members, four of whom are going to expire out, I believe, in 2017. So, yeah, that's a conversation that we've been thinking about as well.
Well, so there's a couple ways to go about that. One would be to change, I assume that's in code, but change that in code so that we change the appointment dates downstream from folks that are now being appointed. Another would be, and we may want to do both of these, another would be that, you know, real life being what it is, some people on the, you know, on the CRC will resign early. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, people aren't able to, you know, control future events and their career changes, or they have family changes and otherwise can't stay for the full term. So one opportunity might be to ad hoc change some, some effective dates mm-hmm. when that happens. Yeah. And those two strategies aren't mutually exclusive. But I think we face this on a lot of our potentially face this problem on a lot of our appointed boards and commissions, but I don't think it's the case with the Planning and Sustainability Commission, where we do have a bunch of staggered terms.
Well, on the Planning and Sustainability Commission, if you are appointed to fill an unexpired term, you then get two additional terms after that.
Right.
So
you might want to look at the language and how we deal with that in other boards and commissions.
Right. So is this, are we supposed to vote on this today?
This is a resolution.
Yes.
So I wonder if we could maybe hold it over to give you a chance to look at that, to see which members, what the expiration date of the members that these members are filling, would be so that we can appoint them to fill those terms, and then they would be able to have two additional terms after that.
So the issue that we have is that we have a bunch of CRC members who are leaving, and the CRC needs to be able to function. So I think the question of expiration dates is something that we can work together with the CRC, have them part of the conversation and figure that out while have these new members come on board.
Okay. But these folks are subject to, are potentially available to be reappointed after this, right? Mm-hmm. So
maybe
we might want to.
Maybe we should appoint them to one-year terms, and that way we could get, if the remaining four members that are ongoing are expiring in 2017, we appoint, if it needs to be done today, we appoint these six to one-year terms so that you can figure out what the expiration date of the terms that they're actually filling are. Or would it make any difference to hold it over to next week?
Sounds like you've got upcoming meetings, right?
Yeah. So we have upcoming meetings. We have CRC members that we want to plug into work groups that the CRC has ongoing, and you know, just the number of issues involving police accountability and civilian oversight of the police are pretty large, and we are down to five CRC members right
now. Do you have a meeting scheduled before next week?
We do not have a meeting before next week.
If we do it next week, we're good.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm not going to resist that slavishly, but again, it seems to me that when we really want this to kick in is on reappointment for a second term, not necessarily on their first term, right?
But the point is that Mr. Handelman made is that six people will all be expiring at the same time.
Right. But if at that point some of them leave, some of them get reappointed to 1 or 2 year terms, and some of them get appointed to 3 year terms, then we've solved the problem. So again, I hope. I'm glad these six people are willing to do this. I hope at least most of them are willing to do it longer than 3 years.
Well,
and so at that juncture, maybe some of them will say, I'm good for another year. Appoint me to a one-year term if you have that available.
Good. I appreciated being appointed to an expired term on the Planning Commission because theoretically I could have had almost three terms. So if we have had people term limited out of the CRC that I would have loved to have seen expanding on. So we can do it your way. It's just then that they are limited to a maximum of 6 years. If we do it with filling the expired terms, they could potentially serve seven.
Just so the one thing about the CRC, there is no term limit for the CRC. There's a term limit for the Police Review Board, but CRC members are able to. So we've had CRC members serve 10 years.
Well, I think that's a problem too then.
All right. Well, my recommendation, Commissioner, would be we adopt this resolution and appoint these good people, but we ask Constantine and the auditor's office to, you know, auditors here, they've heard this conversation. Let's come back with a plan for staggering terms so that over time we don't have that wave problem again. I think there are a number of ways to solve that, and you've suggested a couple, but I think maybe we ought to seize the moment of six good people that are willing to do good work as volunteers, but then find out what other than endurance will determine their tenure.
Yes, that's good counsel. I lock them up while they're
bird
willing
in
to
hand.
Do it.
Six birds in hand.
That's right. I would ask you to discuss the issue of term limits, though, as well as the staggering of terms, because when we have important committees like this, there's a value in requiring the turnover and giving somebody else the opportunity. You don't want to lose all the institutional memory, nor do you want somebody who it becomes ungracious to say, well, thank you, we've had enough of your services without term limits.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with that statement as well. So very good points. We've seen that with the Planning Commission as well. The folks that have been there a long time, that adds a lot of value. But at some point, we need new leadership.
Thank you for the conversation.
So we can count on you and the auditor to come back at some point with a change in the ordinance to set up a structure that you think makes sense based on this discussion and what you heard from Mr. Handelman.
Indeed, Mr. Mayor and Council, you have our commitment that we'll be working on this, and we'll work together with the CRC to provide something to you folks in short order.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Do we have are the applicants here?
Yes.
Yes, they're behind us.
Are they going to introduce
I think
themselves?
They're available to answer questions, but they could certainly stand and introduce themselves.
I'd just be
please.
Curious if they could stand and say their name.
Thank you all.
Thank you for serving.
Thank you. Great. Thanks very much, both of you.
Thank you.
Joe, did you have a question or a comment? Come on up.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. I have a question. Couldn't you just do an amendment on this resolution?
We could, but I personally would rather be more thoughtful about it and give the auditor who manages this independent function and her staff.
We get very nervous about, okay, I promise to do this. When we hear people say that, it gets lost somewhere along down the line. If you have an amendment saying exactly what you want to do, then it's kind of controlling. So we would prefer that you would do the amendment. I know you're trying to be nice. We're not nice. We're more direct. So we would prefer an amendment saying that you would alternate the expiration dates of the people that are on the committee.
And Mr. Walsh, we've got a majority of the CRC present today, and they have certainly heard this conversation.
Right in back of me, yes.
Yes.
So they, I'm certain, will take to heart our request to bring back in relatively short order an amendment to the term limits.
Yeah, I thought you would go that way, but we want it on the record that we would like to see the amendment. And obviously we're not going to get that, and that's okay. But it's on the record, and that adds a little more pressure to them. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, any further discussion? Then let's take a roll call on the resolution.
Fritz? Usually these things are somewhat routine, so thank you very much, all six of you, for being here, for being willing to serve. It's one of the most important committees that we have. It's a lot of work. I hope that we will have liaisons to the council offices, as we have in the past when the committee was up to full strength, because I personally find it very helpful to get regular briefings, although I do recognize that's an additional trip to City Hall, along with all of the work that you're going to be doing. Thank you very much, and thank you to Dan Handelman for providing excellent analysis of the six appointees above and beyond what was available to the public. Summarizing what was available to the public. I appreciate your diligence and also bringing the term issue to our attention. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank all of you for signing up for a tour of duty, maybe more. We really appreciate the work you're going to be doing, and it's a lot of work, and so we really appreciate the time you're taking out from your jobs to help keep this a great city to live. Thank you. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you very much for your willingness to do this. Wanted to note that we have heard from CRC members in the past that the time deadlines in the Department of Justice settlement might make it rather difficult for you to complete your reviews. And I just want to let you know that if that is a concern, you know, bring it to our attention. It's something that we'd want to monitor and bring up with the Department of Justice if it really begins to pose a problem. Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, I appreciate all those comments. Appreciate the six of you being willing to do this important work, and our staff for queuing up some excellent volunteers. Just want to let you know, as police commissioner, I'm interested in hearing from you as well, not just in cases where you're sitting literally in judgment, and that's important and significant work, but also you're going to have a view of the system, the public safety system that we operate in this city, and develop opinions about how to make it better. And I'd love to hear from you in that capacity as well, that, yes, this is an independent body. Yes, it hears cases, but that doesn't mean that you don't learn some things that I could use to hear about how we could improve anything from training to communications to things I haven't thought of here in this moment. So please don't be shy about that as well, that you have – every citizen's got a right to come to me as an elected official of this city, and in this case as the police commissioner, and say, I have an idea for how to make the police bureau work better. But you're going to have a vantage point that not every citizen's going to have, and I look forward to hearing your thoughts from that vantage point and really appreciate your willingness to serve. Thank you very much. Aye. Thanks. Okay.